The COVID-19 pandemic has taken its toll on businesses and organizations of all kind in our area, including the arts. Here to discuss the effects on the arts in our area is Kelly White. She's the executive director of 40 North, the Champaign County Arts Council. Kelly, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with this. Can you try to describe just what effect the coronavirus outbreak has had on the arts community here in Champaign County?
Well, I think as with many aspects of the community, it's had a profound effect. I mean, this is unprecedented, obviously. We've never seen anything like this. But, I mean, you have, obviously, things like Cranert Art Museum and Cranert Center shutting down, obviously, any galleries or shows, but then also all the performers, whether they had a tour planned or different performances set up. Obviously, those all got canceled. And then we've had to postpone the Boneyard, which is one of the biggest art celebrations of the year, and obviously hoping to make that happen. And we're also going to be currently working on a virtual version of Boneyard, which could be very interesting. But it's scary because a lot of these artists are, this critical support they depend on for their livelihood. And so it's had huge impact on their lives and just the general way people are able to experience art right now. We're having to rethink everything.
Yeah, and it seems to me that the arts in particular, so much of the arts is a shared experience, you know, with a community, with an audience. And when you don't have the ability to gather in any kind of a group, it seems to me that it might hit the arts harder than just about anything else.
It really does. And I think it's such a collaboration, right? Whether it's between musicians or between visual artists or the audience and the artist, it's truly an interaction and a connection. And when you kind of take away that connection, it really challenges people. But what I've been so impressed with is obviously what also comes along with artists is creativity. And they are blowing my mind with their creativity of how they're working around this, and whether, you know, it's performers that right away are starting to stream performances and take, you know, putting in, you know, a virtual tip jar out there and trying to connect with all of their viewers that way. Visual artists are trying to come up with different challenges for each other. They're also trying to connect with local businesses that are being impacted to try and make something that then they could sell online, you know, to that also helps support that business. They're sharing each other's work, you know, because a lot of times art can heal and art can kind of help you refocus. And I've just been blown away with their creativity of, even though they're at home and they're also probably dealing with other priorities and children and jobs, it's just outstanding to see the kind of ideas they've come up with to really still share their art and make it a priority.
Sure. I know I saw one example of that was the blues band Kilbourn Alley. They did a streaming performance, I think, through Facebook Live. They did that at the Rose Bowl. It was just the band on stage, of course, with no audience, but they streamed it through Facebook Live and put out a tip jar, and it seemed to get a pretty good response. What are a couple of other examples you've seen of that?
Yeah, I think there's been several groups, obviously bigger groups. It makes it a little more difficult because they really can't get really close to each other. But I've seen plenty of different musicians starting to even kind of do program it ahead of time. Like, okay, 8 o'clock, sign on. And even taking ideas of people, like, give me the songs you guys want to hear and interacting. And even last night, Mike Ingram was doing it, and he was taking requests, and depending on what song you requested, you had to make a donation to a certain, you know, part of the town, whether it's, you know, Cunningham Township, you know, all those different things. He was actually, you know, helping, sharing his art, but then also in turn asking people to donate to help those in need in this time. And so, it's been amazing how they've come up with different things. And what we're hoping to do for the virtual Boneyard is kind of try to grasp but just a little bit of that. So we're hoping to do a week-long celebration online, sharing all the different local artists and how you can see more of their work, purchase their work, enjoy their work, but then also have those performers stream different things at different times. Maybe have, you know, we're hoping to have some demos where maybe it might have been a demo that you were going to go see during Boneyard, but now you can virtually enjoy the demo. Maybe somebody doing pottery or printmaking, and then hopefully even maybe have some tours of people's studios, their home and their studio. Maybe they can do a quick video that they can share so people can kind of see, you know, where they work generally. And so just to try and at least show that all that art is still out there being made. And actually right now artists are kind of inspired and making a lot more because they are at home. So just kind of showing, giving a little peek into that just to remind people the art is still happening and it's going to be here, and it's going to be needed more than ever before once we have to build things back up, because nothing will build the vibrancy and the quality of life and the connection like art will. So we've got to keep it going so that it can help us heal in the long run.
Now, you mentioned that the virtual Boneyard, the original festival, I believe, was scheduled for April 2nd through the 5th. Are you looking to do the virtual festival along that same time frame?
Yes, except we'll do it, we're planning to do a week long. So we'll start April 2nd, but since we'll have so much stuff to share, we don't want to completely inundate everything to the point where we have to kind of cram it in under a short timeline. So we're going to extend it to a whole week, and then hopefully each day be able to share a certain amount of visual artists. Maybe we can, I'm trying to work with maybe getting some poetry to be able to be streamed, and just kind of feature different people every single day. And then maybe in some of the evenings have some of the performers stream their performances like they would be featured at Boneyard. Maybe Friday night you were going to go see that band. Hopefully we can have a band perform and stream, you know, on the Friday night of Boneyard. So kind of keeping that same mission of Boneyard, but having people able to enjoy it safely from their homes.
And as far as the physical Boneyard Arts Festival, do you have an idea of when that might be rescheduled yet?
We don't. We're talking a lot about September. Definitely it's on the books. We want to make it happen. It's just more of the uncertainty of when this all will hopefully start to recover and end, and we can actually start to plan. And so I think once we have a better idea of when the shelter in place will potentially be lifted and when we can safely start to plan. But right now, we want to make sure that students could be included. And so, because obviously a lot of the students from U of I and Parkland are a part of Boneyard. So that's why the first mention was kind of September, but nothing's been secured yet. We're just hoping that's when we can actually celebrate again. It'll be different because we've never had Boneyard at that time, but I think people are excited about having it a different time, and I think a lot of people are going to need it. So it's an exciting thing to think about. It's kind of reinventing the Boneyard a little bit.
And in the meantime, you know, while we're in this period where, you know, we're socially isolating and avoiding larger groups, and you know, artists are really, you know, having a hard time, what are some ways that people can help those that work in the arts in our area?
Well, I think the main thing is, obviously, if you're able to support them by buying anything that they make or tipping them when they have virtual tips, that is for sure. If anybody's in a situation where they can securely be spending that, that would be fantastic. But the main thing is to share it. If you own a piece of art that you love, share that. If you see an artist sharing their work and showing, maybe they're sharing their Etsy page or their website, you know, share that, get it to all of your group, let people know. If people are putting out projects for your kids, take those and use those for your children. It's basically just utilizing what they're putting out there and sharing the fact that what they are creating, and helping them make sure that people are aware that just because, you know, we're sheltered in place doesn't mean people aren't still out there creating and making amazing work. And sometimes it's a wonderful distraction. You know, we're getting overwhelmed with news every single day. You can go down a rabbit hole on social media. And sometimes, if you know, you need a chance to have a little bit of a breath, a little bit of a change. And so to be able to kind of share that art and let people maybe discover a new artist they hadn't heard about, or go to their website and kind of look at the work and how they've developed, I think it will help people a great deal. It obviously helps the artist, but I think to take your mind off of things for a little while, I mean, art has the magic way of doing that. And so I think everybody can help in that way by sharing that stuff and getting it out to people that might not always have followed those artists.
Kelly White is the Executive Director of 40 North, the Champaign County Arts Council. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Brian.